getting the best time. You couldn't afford it.
Say that you love me. Oh, please say that you love me.
If you want just me to do for what? Day, for what?
Say that you love me.
Okay, well, it's not going to affect me. I just can't see as well.
Say that you love me.
But it's not going to affect this. I guess I should probably make sure that.
Oh, please say that you love me.
All right, we're getting there.
If just for a day, say that you love me.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and it's that time. It's 5 o'clock, and what we always do at this time on Thursdays, we have a live performance in the studio, and today we have a band called I Am Trouble, and that's time six, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm in for it, ain't I?
Could be.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to batten down the hatches. We'll see what happens. All right, thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Why don't we start out with something? I don't have a playlist in front of me, but...
I forgot to give it to you.
Yeah.
Where is that playlist, by the way?
I handed it to you.
Oh, okay.
I thought I handed
That's
it.
That's okay. No big deal. I just I have to enter this in the computer so our listeners know what the songs that they're actually listening to. All right, why don't we get started, gentlemen? All right.
It's coming.
Just a couple of seconds to go. Bear with us. Live radio. You got to love it. All right. Okay. Almost there.
I'm falling down. Just
I'm at war. Every day I'm overwhelmed by this anger and pain. I just want to be as normal as you, but I'm insane. My anxiety is killing me, I'm losing my faith. I just want to end it all and get away from this place. Every day I'm living life like I'm right on the edge, trying to tell myself to jump with these thoughts in my head. Keep my feet on the ground and the gun full of lead. I just can't seem to do it because the thought of regret. What if I don't go to heaven? Am I stuck in this realm? When I float around and witness my children going through hell, is there the karma I'm here for being crazy as hell? I never asked for anxiety, but now I'm stuck in it. Imagine not being able to tell your girl that's another. When it's the only thing you want to say when you're feeling the thunder. Cause you're under the weather and you just want to die. Inside you're screaming for help, but what comes out is a lie.
I've been calling myself, can somebody help me out? Show me how to be a fighter when I'm falling down. This is my time to see it, I'm beginning to doubt. I'm at war.
All right, you're listening to
I'm at war with myself and the demons breaking out. I'm at war with myself, can somebody help me out?
All right, sorry about that. I thought it was done. There's always got to be at least one track per show that always throws me off. Either catches me by surprise and ends abruptly, or, oh, wait a minute, it's not done yet. All right. We have to have that dramatic effect, right?
Yes, sir.
War Within. Okay, can you tell me what that song's about, or?
You want to tell them, Chris?
Just basically an internal struggle, you know, coming down to it, kind of struggling with anxiety, you know, and also kind of how it deals with your family and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I know about that one. I think we all do, actually. All right, if you don't mind, if you can take a second. I know one of you or two of you got to share a mic, but if you can just introduce yourselves and what do you do in the band, et cetera, et cetera.
Start with me. I'm Rob. I'm the MC.
I'm Chris. I'm the lead vocalist.
I am CJ. I'm the bassist.
I'm Adam, guitarist.
I'm Jay. I'm the other guitarist.
What was that again?
There you go.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm the drummer.
Okay. Usually the drummer's the loudest one, but not this time. Huh?
He's soft-spoken.
He lets his drums do the talking, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
A lot of yelling.
So how long you been doing this together?
A little bit over a year.
Uh-huh.
July of 2016.
Okay. How did this come about?
Or
is that we don't have that much time?
We really don't have that much time. Basically, in a nutshell, I was a rapper that got sick of doing just regular rap, and I've always been a fan of bands and metal, and I wanted to try something new, and it's been awesome.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's always good to mix styles. I've always enjoyed that. All right. Why don't we do another one? We got one more. Not really. We actually do have plenty more, but.
Ready, guys?
Thank you.
to sing like and everything is just the covers. It's really rocking, I beat up in a hurry. Trying to make myself a good even though my ego is buried. But I'm on the devil's telling me to do it, but the angel's saying no. Everything just fades to black, and now I'm back in my zone. Just one more. One more to be the best. I'm a rock star. Ain't you proud of me now that I done made it? Wait a minute, man, I'm talking to myself. I'm elevated. All these drugs are running through me. Maybe I'm just super faded. Then it hits me somewhere along the line, I done made it.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in Studio J. Live performance from the band I Am Trouble. All right, so I imagine you get a lot of like the same old when you tell them what your band name is. They usually joke about that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, why are you guys Trouble?
Well,
find out. Right, yeah.
It's like somebody earlier today asked me, like, well, who do you have on the show later on today? And I said, I Am Trouble. And then he just sat there and waited. It's like, no, that's the name of the band. So where did that name come from? It just...
When I was doing just my rap thing, I went by Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put this together, I figured just Trouble wasn't going to really... I wanted to separate from my old stuff to something new.
Mm-hmm.
And someone actually suggested to me, well, why not I Am Trouble? And I said, yeah, and just ran with it.
Well, I'm just curious, why not We Are Trouble?
Doesn't have the right ring to it.
Yeah, it just, no? I don't know.
Even though there's six of you, but yeah. Okay.
I is universal, I guess.
This is true. All right. So this is kind of interesting. You have rock and rollers that like rap and vice versa. What's some of your influences? What do you like to listen to?
It's all over the place, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
from Tupac to Korn to anything, really. I mean, mm-hmm. It's very wide.
Megadeth, you name it.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Thank you.
Brad Paisley.
Why is it that band is so split so down the middle as far as camps, Megadeth? Either people really like them or they don't like them at all. I've never been able to figure that out.
Because Dave is a long series of words that I can't say on the radio.
Ah, well, we appreciate that, you know. Keep us out of hot water, at least for now, anyway.
Doing what I can.
I'm out of trouble.
Yeah. Well, you guys got to stand out nowadays because there's not as many bands as there used to be doing what you do. I know for the longest time, you know, it was a dime a dozen to find artists like that, both local and national. Some of the bands that I grew up on and enjoyed were like Body Count.
Yes.
And if you want to go back a little bit further, Bad Brains.
Cool.
Yes, definitely. You couldn't have what you're doing now if it wasn't for Bad Brains. Mm. Washington, D.C. band. In fact, I heard they're doing a new record.
Really? I'm not sure. This is the first time I've ever heard of them, actually. So.
Yeah.
A history lesson.
Yeah, they were like kind of like a mixture of punk, reggae, rap, African-American band. They were around starting in the late 80s. Washington, D.C. is where they came from.
Wait, I thought they were from Seattle.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're from like the Washington, D.C. area. But either way.
Probably me. I'm wrong most of the time. So.
It's always good when somebody can do that, you know. Yeah, I actually saw them open up for Living Color back in the early 90s.
Oh, nice. Dude.
So nice. that was that's another great band there, Living Color.
Yes.
Okay. All right, why don't we get to another one? And let's see, we've got Rise. You want to tell us a little about that?
I think we're going to skip that song.
Really?
Yeah, so just so no one gets in trouble because there's a lot of bad words in it, so I think we're just going to go on to the next one.
You don't feel you have the ability?
I could, but it really wouldn't make sense because there's a lot of words that are like right back to back. So it'd be like a couple words.
And he's spitting them rapid fire, too.
Yeah, and it's like super fast, so it wouldn't make sense, really.
So it'd be like showing an R-rated movie on the Disney Channel.
Yes,
essentially.
Exactly, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, well, as long as we can keep it going and fill up the time, that's cool with me. So you want to go to Say What You Want to Say,
yes,
then?
Yes, that's the one we will play.
Okay. Technology at work.
These people talk a lot, but they got to say, you know the face behind the mic, but you don't know Robert Ray. So why do you insist on speaking on my name? Like I'm the one that's out here trying to save the game. I've been doing everything I can just to make it happen. I spend my days in the corner writing and rapping. It's taking everything I got inside to keep it slapping. So I grit my teeth and pray that I can keep my passion. See, there ain't nothing you can say to me to bring me down. I put in work and earn my stripes like let me get the crown. I've rocked 1,000 people all the way to zero crowd. And still I held it down from big cities to little towns. Spend every dime on the studio just so I can rock. I ain't making days, I'm wide awake waiting for things to pop. My life is full of sacrifices for this music. So say whatever you want, cause I won't change a bit. Feel the pressure building. I know they're waiting for me to fall, but I'm just chilling. I'll look them dead in the eyes and say that I'm the villain. So what the can you possibly say about me now? If you wanna tell them about me, tell them I'm showing now. Tell them how I built something from nothing in the sea. And now I'm on my throne at the top, can't even see the ground. I'm flying high as an eagle and I ain't coming down. I do this for my family, I do it for my kids. I do it for the ones that said I won't amount to ish. But here I am, killing mics every time that I spin. Writing my life on a piece of paper and they loving it. I'm building my future through a pen and I ain't gon' rumble it. It's first and goal from the one, this is my longest yard. I got my cleats in the dirt, yeah, I'm running hard. Right up the middle and wipe the blood off my scars.
Everyone you say,
say what, say
what?
Say what you wanna say about me now.
Say what? Say what?
I will erase it all.
So, Chris, you got something going there. It's almost like death metal-like.
Yeah.
You got to incorporate that into a future song. That would be cool.
Yeah, we tend to utilize that a little bit just to kind of, you know, spread it out and really kind of try to cover all bases when it comes to influences.
Mix things up, yeah. Oh, and I looked it up, Nick. Yeah, it is... Washington, D.C. in 1977.
Oh, no, wait, that was me that was asking about that. I thought it was Seattle.
Oh, I'm
now
sorry.
Now I'm trying to figure out who it was that came from Seattle.
Nirvana.
Well,
really? They
Thanks.
Came from Seattle? I didn't know that.
Sorry.
Really? I thought they came from Texarkana.
Tulsa.
Yeah, Bad Brains was started in 1977 in Washington, D.C. They were considered a hardcore punk band, but they definitely put rap in there at times because that was just starting way back then. That was a few years ago, you know. But that was way before my time, really. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll have to keep our thinking about that. We'll figure it out. Some band out of Seattle, though. Yeah, you got me stumped there.
No, because I know that Bad Brains, like, they had a similar sound of somebody that came out of Seattle, but there were so many bands at that time that were coming out of Seattle that it's easy for me to get them mixed up.
Yeah, but you know, you got to remember, too, Bad Brains goes back way further than that, though. You know, we're talking late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, no, I mean, the 80s was when it really started for, like, the grunge scene. It just didn't really get to the surface until, like, I want to say the mid-80s when... Nirvana started hitting the scene, and then you got the other guys coming up with them.
Yeah, but it wasn't until the 90s that the average person even knew what that was about, you know.
That's true. That's true.
As far as the movement and all that goes. So.
It's actually a unique story about this band. The three of us right here, Jay, myself, and Rob, we actually all grew up on the same street together.
Okay.
Long, long time ago, we all lived in Inkster.
Ah, and, lovely area.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because we, you know, all went our separate ways. Mm. All the families moved from the area, and it's just kind of, you know, weird now that here we are, you know, almost 20 years later.
But you all knew each other back then, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we used to fight out in the front yard and the whole nine, so.
Maybe that's where our name comes from.
Probably.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. You're beating each other up in one era, and then the next era, you're actually playing music together.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how all that stuff starts? Okay.
Right. And then kind of like Adam said earlier, July 2016, we had a core group of guys that got together, and then member changes came about. Of course, you have Jay, CJ, and Nick.
Did you really forget my name?
Yeah, I did for a minute.
And every interview we do, we always have to tell the story how Nick became our drummer. So you want to tell him, Chris?
Yeah, let's do that.
We actually had an interview with Cave Radio.
Okay.
And
I'm familiar.
We were trying, Adam and I were trying to get a hold of our previous drummer, and he was not answering. He texted him the whole nine. And so Jay got a hold of Nick and said, if you can get down here in 20 minutes, you're in the band.
Job.
He came from Ypsilanti.
Wow.
To Redford.
to Redford.
And that's with the drum kit and everything, right?
No, that was just for the interview.
Oh, okay.
So he...
I was going to say, that would have been a feat.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive because he, like I said, literally as we were getting ready to walk into the building, here he comes pulling up.
I got a text or a call later that night. We got a new drummer.
Awesome.
Wow. So whatever happened to the other guy?
He was more concentrated on the female aspect of life.
You know, drummers are noted for that.
Our drummer can tell you what happened to the next drummer.
Well, as long as we can keep it PG, I mean.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Yeah, I've always noticed that. I have a buddy that is always trying to get bands together, and it's always the drummer that gets, whipped.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
they get
right.
They get whipped, I guess.
Yeah.
And it somehow keeps them out of practice and playing, and I don't know what it is.
When he was kind of a hothead, too, as much as we loved him. He just kind of...
Just all around unreliable.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, he was a good guy, but just priorities were in the wrong place, especially when it came to music.
I'd still like to meet the guy.
Right.
Little does he realize that female is going to be gone long time ago, but music is going to be with him until, you know, he dies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nick, are you sure you don't want a microphone over there, dude?
Oh man.
can we tell you another story that we always, it's like a thing we just have to do in every interview?
Sure.
Tell them about the Flaw Show, Jay. Come on. You gotta tell
them
about the
I
Flaw
will.
Show.
Pizza.
All right.
Well, here what was it? Last June, something like
May 7th.
Glad you remember the date. That. Right. We ended up playing a show with Flaw over at the Token Lounge in Westland. And I say played a show kind of loosely. There ended up being some difficulties just prior to us beginning our set. And what ended up happening was we ended up having about a 20-minute delay in actually being able to start our set. Unfortunately, that 20 minutes came out of our set time. And we finally begin playing, and two songs later, we get shut off. And, well, that kind of upset some of us, me more than others. And I unfortunately decided to spike one of my guitars into the stage and walked out. And after we had gotten everything unloaded from the stage, and I decided to walk away from the situation, I walked down to the end of the building, and I didn't realize that the Token Lounge actually shares a building with a small pizza joint. And I ended up letting out this quite loud yell, and...
Very guttural.
Yeah, from what I hear, it was like a guttural animal scream.
And I didn't know that the pizza place had their back door open. And so I happened to look up, and here's people standing there staring at me in a very angry moment. And they were all quite worried. And they ended up coming up and closing the door. And then I had to go back later on and apologize to them for yelling at their door. And yeah, it ended up being quite a little spectacle because we had been cut off a little bit, or a lot of bit before we were supposed to have been.
Wow.
That's my favorite story of ever.
So you almost put a pizza place out of business, huh?
Well, we pretty much said it was pretty much like, rah! All right, pepperoni and cheese, please.
He gets really excited about his pepperoni.
And he has the munchies. Just watch out, man. Stand back.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about that.
All right. Speaking of, though, actually, on a nicer note, do you guys have any gigs coming up at all? Or?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about that.
It's our album release party at the Token Lounge.
Cool. All right.
No pizza people will be harmed.
In the making of. Okay. Is this a full length or?
Yeah. Yes, okay. It is. We'll be playing the album in its entirety.
All right. Is
it good?
Yes, and then some. And some new songs that no one has heard.
Okay. Is it just available on CD or is it on record or?
Yeah. It's digital.
Okay.
Well, it's you can buy it at the show.
Okay. We're in the process of making sure that we've got it available in all of the different media formats. Right now, we're going to have it available for a digital download. And basically, what we're going to get to do is tomorrow, we're going to have everything available for people to come and get and enjoy the show. There's going to be several bands that are going to be hanging out with us and having a good time. And Chris is going to do the sprinkler.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
Yeah. Who else is playing then?
Is there an opener?
Dark Serenity, Never Decaf, and Hollywood
Strip.
Strip.
So oh, that's who's the last band that we added.
So
on?
Is that where the we shower comes in?
Oh,
could be.
With names like that, I can only imagine. So, yeah, Dark Serenity is going to be here in a few weeks. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
they're good people.
Okay, I look forward to it.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right, so that's tomorrow night at the Token Lounge. That's yes. In Westland.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Joy Road. What is it, west of Inkster, I believe?
Just before Middle Belt.
Just east of Middle Belt. Between Inkster and Middle Belt. And then just be very careful around the pizza place.
Yeah.
Start in
the please.
We want to show people we're civilized, at least when we're outside the building, anyway.
That's when we're uncivilized. You want to see a civilized come inside?
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
All right.
Walk Away. Okay. Stand by while we get everything set up here. Have everything begin. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Listening to WHFR.FM.
Okay, we're back.
We're back. Let's do it.
You guys want to take it from the top or from what do you want to do?
It's entirely up to you, gentlemen.
The joys of electronics.
You gotta love it.
Thank you.
fashion by design.
Please make a change, but she don't understand the way my body gets to the stage. I hear it calling me, yeah, it's screaming my name. I hear it calling me, telling me everything is okay. I hear it deep in my dreams, I swear it runs through my veins. But you don't understand the sentiment. Look my daughter in her eyes and tell her goodbye, cause I don't know when I'll see her. I swear it kills me inside to know that she can smell the liquor and see the rum in my. All the times I had to lie and watch her walk away hurt, like she been doing it all before, like she knows how it hurts.
Live from Studio J in the house, we have I Am Trouble, Walk Away. All right, the majority of the tracks, is this off the new one that you're playing for us this afternoon?
Yeah, there's only, actually,
what's that?
The only one we're not doing is Behind the Blade, right?
No, all we're playing left is Broken and Bully.
Right, that's
he meant
off the album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One more is not on there.
Oh, yeah. One more.
Okay.
And then the one you didn't hear, Rise. But again, he would have sounded like he was...
It would have sounded like his vocals were caught in a wood chipper.
Hey, can you guys turn my microphone down a little bit? During the last song, it was, like, super loud. I couldn't hear the rest of the guys.
You're talking about the headphones, right?
I don't know. My microphone was, like, super loud. It could have been the headphones.
I pulled it back in your monitor.
Yeah, we pulled back the monitor.
Okay.
Yeah, that last song is kind of a neat one, because I got the track at like 6 o'clock in the morning from him, and within 15 minutes we had all the lyrics written, had the hook written, of course, and it's actually kind of a, like I said, it's a special one for us because it's kind of been, it's been a song that people have latched to. A lot of people have experienced alcoholism and, you know, especially with the struggles of being a musician and, you know, kind of trying to balance the family life, you know, balance music. And a lot of times it implodes people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an unfortunate situation most of the time. I myself have kind of been on the fringes of it. And, you know, it's definitely a strong song for a lot of people. A lot of people have come up to tell us that, you know, this song really kind of meant, you know, means a lot to them until, you know.
Right.
So it's, like I said, it's a, it's a pretty special song for us.
Cool. Yeah, there's a lot of us out there that struggle with a lot of different things. So I think everybody can relate to that for sure.
Oh yeah, and especially, you know, like with the other tracks, like anxiety and stuff like that. We definitely try to write a lot that people can relate to. You know, I mean, of course, that's, you know, the point a lot of times when people write lyrics. So it's definitely something that we try to make sure that we can help people if that's what it is. Like our next song, Bully.
Bully!
Bully!
Okay.
Bully!
And who's the bully in the band?
It's a bully. Yeah, probably me.
But in a very loving manner.
Yeah.
He hugs us after he hits us.
He actually, growing up, he was the kid in the neighborhood that always looked out for everybody. And
I've always hated bullies. Like, I still, to this day, can't stand them.
You know, and it's...
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
What? Oh, yeah, no. We'll
show him your hand.
So yeah, it's like I said, it's again we try to write as much as we can that's really going to try to get to people and you know, really try to strike a chord with them.
You know, the best way to do that usually is just to write about things that are personal, you know.
Oh yeah, that's really pretty much what we do.
I think that's pretty much the whole album is pretty personal.
Yeah. You know, and you can always tell the difference. I mean, I've been listening to music for decades now, and you can always tell the things that are written from the heart. You know when a love song is real. You know, you know when somebody's actually singing that about someone.
Right, and you can tell when it's hollow. When it's
just to make a buck, just to make a hit, you know, that kind of thing.
That's, well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of groups out there. I won't mention any names.
Oh, we could spend all day with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. So, all right. So, I guess you could say this is an anti-bully song.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I myself kind of was picked on big time as a kid, and like I said, he was the one in the neighborhood that always stood up for us and got in a lot of fights over it. And
you took the brunt of it, huh?
I did.
Oh yeah.
I didn't mind though.
Yeah, you could handle it, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was always like 7 foot taller than everybody.
That helps.
Well, that's ironic. I've always been like 7 feet shorter than everybody.
You still are.
Those are the ones you got to worry about, though. You know?
Oh, yeah.
He's German, too, so.
You know, when you get
ein kleiner.
No offense, but I don't usually worry about the biggest people in the room, you know, because they don't have to fight as often. Sometimes all they got to do is walk up to you and look down on you, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. But the shorter guys, they're the ones that actually have to scrap and get into fights. So a lot of times they're the ones that they can really
never surprise
wanted
to you. Die with scars, man. never wanted to die without scars.
They're the ones that can surprise you. It's like, oh, no. All right, why don't we do this then? Bully.
Check.
You should have left him alone, man, he's had enough. I see the rage in his eyes with every punch, but he's longed through the pain and no longer gives a. Cause he's sick, tough enough when his daddy's never there, cause he's always chasing drugs. So he sits in his room while he's talking to walls, and there's a slight echo as it rings down the hall. But nobody heard a word, cause no one gives it all. He's screaming for help, a death as it falls. He sleeps at night so we can live in the dream, when everybody's a peasant and he survives as a king. But when he wakes up, it's back to routine, back to being bullied, back to being teased, back to the same tears soaking his cheek.
Right, right, love night, kill night, right, right, watch right, time bleeding, you're nothing but a bully.
Near the stones break my bones. Hear your words tear my soul.
Love me, kill me, break me, watch me, die bleeding, you're nothing but a fool. Love me, kill me, then break me. Watch me, die bleeding, you're nothing but a
bully. Feel these stones break my bones. Hear your words tear my soul. Tear my soul.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
To edit on the fly than I thought it was going to be, so I apologize.
No, you did fine. And the thing is like the people out there listening, they can't tell the difference.
No, but I can, and I mean, I'm super critical of myself, so it sucks.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, me and the young lady here, you know. She was saying that I had a good voice, you know, for the radio, and it's like, I've always thought that my voice sounded terrible, you know. I've heard it recorded, like, oh, God, you know. But I get people that tell me differently, so. Yeah, we're our own worst critics, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, when you're trying to, like, rap and edit out your words mm-hmm. without saying them, it's pretty hard.
It's not easy, no. Yes. No. But, you know, we have bands that come in here that are like that, not just rapping, but even like some of the harder rock bands, the metal bands.
And, yeah.
You know, sometimes that word is almost key to the sentence, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, how do I do this?
Yeah, if you miss it, it kind of messes up your rhythm, and then you try to get back in your rhythm, and the rhythm has changed already, so it's pretty rough.
Yeah, and or sometimes for some people, it's just remembering to, you know, get rid of it.
Yeah. That's the hard part.
Yeah, we've had that before, too. That's why we have the panic button over here on the board.
Wait, there's a panic button?
Yeah, that's what I call it. It's a delay in case somebody does make an accident. It's like a few seconds.
Can you just, like, put that on at all times, and we'll go back through all this?
just give me
the button.
Oh, my God, it's going to be like Morse code in here.
Yeah. So you'd have all these 6 seconds of silence.
Send a message to China.
Throughout, you know.
Oh, it's 6 seconds, so it's nice.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So the music would happen, then it would interrupt for 6 seconds, then it would start up, and then it would interrupt for...
Remix.
That would be
great.
It'd be like listening to your music on drugs, you know? It's just like...
Oh, that's great.
All right, well, I think that's my favorite there so far, Bully. I like that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got to admit, I wasn't sure what to expect. I haven't had a chance to listen to your music extensively. I apologize for that, but you guys have a lot of things going on there, a lot of different styles. You have things that are quite melodic, and then you got the hard rock, you got the death metal guttural vocals. And all
yeah, I'll get you next time, catch it.
And all kinds of stuff going on there. That works. That keeps it interesting. That keeps it entertaining. So cool. All right. So once again, you got a release party tomorrow night at the Token Lounge in Westland. And that's
come one, come all.
That's going to be your release party. Any sites that we can go to in case you know, for our listeners, if they want to get a hold, find out about you and all that good stuff.
We're working on the actual website right now. It's in work in progress, but we have Facebook, Reverb Nation,
SoundCloud,
Instagram, yeah. the whole kit and caboodle.
What's that like? I haven't tried that one yet. Instagram. I mean, it's
just a bunch of pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
Pictures and cats.
I can only imagine with you guys what that would be, though.
Oh, goodness.
Shoot.
Oh. Hey. What? Broken?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So
this.
Ooh. I was just going to say we got about 7.5 minutes here. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it should only take, what, 4? Yeah.
Well, actually, I'd rather it fill the time, so I don't know what you want to do there.
Oh, well, you know, let's just you guys small talking right now.
Big talking.
We enjoy good conversations.
If you have any shout-outs you want to do, or...
Hi, Mom!
There's always that one.
She's a nice lady.
What's that? Facebook address. Really quick, what's the Facebook address?
I am Trouble Detroit.
Yeah, I am Trouble Detroit.
Okay.
Facebook.com.
Yeah, Facebook.com.
.org.
And then the Instagram is... at I Am Trouble Band. SoundCloud is just I Am Trouble.
I didn't even know we had an Instagram until like 2 weeks ago.
And then Reverb Nation is I Am Trouble 4. The number 4. Not spelled out.
Okay.
I think there's a 12.
Wait, we've actually got a Reverb Nation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You learn something new every day, right?
Sorry, I've only been in the band for a few months, so this is still news to me.
Huh. I've been in it for a year. It's news to me.
Yay!
You're not alone, CJ.
Things just happen.
Yeah. So what's available on those, then, on Reverb Nation? Is it everything, or...?
I actually think there's only a few tracks.
Yeah, there's a few tracks.
We'd rather you come by the... or get the record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get a physical copy, if you will.
Uh-huh.
All right.
At the Token tomorrow, you mean?
Yeah, at the Token. And then... is there any other shows at all coming up in the future?
Actually, we're getting ready to start kind of hibernating and working on the next one.
Okay, already, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to get the tracks laid out and all that good stuff. So
keep them.
A lot of ideas, just got to make them really tight.
Yep.
Yeah. So you want to keep the momentum going then?
Oh yeah.
All
for
right.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. You recording at a studio, or how are you doing that?
Well, actually, we
we all kind of have studios.
We all kind of have studios, and we all just pass the tracks back and forth. But we do have from our we won a Battle of the Bands at Token Lounge back in November, and we have was it 8 hours?
Yep.
8 hours at the Sound Shop.
Okay.
So. Something like that.
That's in
Madison Heights or something.
Are we standing here in this room right now because we won
yeah.
the battle?
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Yeah, we tried to make it work a couple of months ago, but something happened. But that's okay. We got you in here now.
Yeah. And it's perfect.
Yeah, right we all have it. Stupid work schedules.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. That's usually our issue here. We can always get like everybody but one person can't do it, and that just...
Well, spoke. It's like I work midnights. He works afternoons.
Yeah. All righty. Okay, Rob, Chris, Jay, Adam, Nick, CJ.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks again for coming and playing
no problem.
For us.
Thanks for having
enjoyed
us.
It. And let's do one more. Let's finish with Broken. I'm looking forward to that with a title like that.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, live from Studio J with I Am Trouble.
Like a war going on, either right or wrong. Every day I seem to lose focus, just coasting through my life alive while the world around me seems frozen. Like I'm stuck in a cage that I can't get out, so I made my life in this ish. No sun, no bright blue sky, just me with a shovel in a ditch. And an attitude like the world with a can of gas and the matches lit. I'ma watch it burn and I hope it's quick, cause I don't got a that I'd like to give. Not a single that I'd like to give.
I think I'm broken.
Like a man going out of his mind with a little bit of change. All the rage inside, kind of breaking things, cause he feels like he's stuck in a cage. Take a pill at the pill like the doctor said. I'ma wash it down and I feel the same. I'm a wicked ways going in and out, and I think that I'm going insane. Help me, can you tell me why you do I still feel the same old way? Like I just wanna kill everybody, I swear I can feel the urge in my veins. Stop me right now cause I'm rocky. Looking at the whole wide world feeling cocky. Middle fingers up if they mock me, I don't know. While I walk around with this hellish plan, just broken sides like an evil man.
Broken. Shattered, I'm broken.
My mind is killing me.
You're listening to listener-supported non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. It is time for our vinyl showcase, and that is every Thursdays at 6 p.m. Today we have Pewter Cub, and the name of the release is If You Can Hold Your Breath. Side A right now.